Book of Matthew.
23章.
Chapter 23.
第一节.
Verse 1.
那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论。
Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples.
说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上。
Saying the scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses.
第六节.
Verse 6.
喜爱宴席上的首座，会堂里的高位。
And they love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues.
又喜爱人在街市上问他安, 称呼他拉比。
And respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called by men rabbi.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼, 因为只有一位是你们的夫子。
But do not be called rabbi, for one is your master, and you are all brothers.
你们都是弟兄。
And you are all brothers.
也不要称呼地上的人为父, 因为只有一位是你们的父, 就是在天上的父。
And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven.
也不要受师尊的称呼, 因为只有一位是你们的师尊, 就是基督。
And do not be called masters, for one is your master, that is Christ.
我们再看20章。
Let us turn to chapter 20.
马太福音20章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20.
第25节。
Verse 25.
耶稣叫了他们来说。
But Jesus called them to himself and said,
你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们,有大臣操权管束他们。
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
It is not so among you.
你们中间谁愿为大, 就必做你们的用人。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
谁愿为首, 就必做你们的仆人。
And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
正如人子来, 不是要受人的服侍, 乃是要服侍人, 并且要舍命, 做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们低头再有一些祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，靠着你的恩典，我们再次来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you by your grace we can come before your presence again.
我们再一次像玛利亚一样，能坐在你的脚前听你的话。
Once again, like Mary, we're seated at your feet listening to your word.
我们求圣灵照亮每一句。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will enlighten each word.
让我们能明白你的话。
That we might understand your word.
当我们一同来读你的话语的时候。
That as we read your word.
我们求你恩待我们。
We ask for your grace.
对我们每一个人说话,
that you would speak to each and every one of us.
借着圣经里面的话,
through the scripture.
借着圣经里面的预言,
through the prophecy.
借着历史的见证,
through the testimony throughout history.
对我们每一个人说话,
speak to each and every one of us.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名,
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们读两个地方的圣经都在马太福音里。
We just read two passages in Matthew.
在23章, 我们记得主对门徒们说,
In chapter 23, we remember the Lord speaking to the disciples.
你们不要受拉比的称呼, 因为只有一位是你们的夫子, 你们都是弟兄。
Do not be called rabbi, for one is your master, and you are all brothers.
我想这句话是最宝贝的, 主说, 你们都是弟兄。
I think this is the most precious phrase, you are all brothers.
这一段话, 实在说来，我们的主不只对门徒说。
This phrase in reality, our Lord did not direct only to the disciples.
实在说来，主说这话的时候，他已经看见将来所要发生的事。
But actually, he saw what was to happen, what was to come.
所以这段话就好像预言一样。
So this word is as if it were prophecy.
因为他知道有一天，
Because he knew one day,
有的人要称地上的人为父。
People will one day call people on earth father.
但是主说, 你们只有一位是你们的父, 就是天上的父。
But the Lord said that there is only one father, and that is the one in heaven.
当然这里的父不是指着肉身的父亲说的。
And of course, the father here doesn't mean the father flesh.
这里不是说你不要称呼地上的人为父, 不是指着称呼我们家里的父亲, 不要称他做父, 不是这个意思。
It does not mean do not call anyone on earth your father to not call your earthly father father.
这里说的教会。
What it speaks of here is
church. 在教会里面,
in the church,
我们要看见我们都是弟兄。
We need to see that we are all brethren.
在我们上面,
above us,
只有一位父亲。
There is only one father.
是他生了我们。
And he has birthed us.
所以我们看不见有任何人在我们的父和在我们的中间。
So we can't see anybody between our father and ourselves.
但是在教会历史里面,
but in church history,
到了一个时候,
at one time,
你看见地上有人就称呼有一般人做父。
You'll see that some people on earth will call some other people father.
这些人就在弟兄和天上的父中间的一般的人。
And these people are between the people on earth and the heavenly father.
所以我们的主说，你们都是弟兄。
So our Lord says, you are all brethren.
当我们看见教会光景到这种情形的时候，
when we see the condition of the church reach this point,
我们要记得主的那句话，你们都是弟兄。
We have to remember that phrase, you are all brethren.
我们永远不要忘记，弟兄相爱乃是神当初的旨意。
Let us never forget that brotherly love is according to the original purpose of our Lord.
小子们啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Oh, little children, love one another.
我们所以能爱，因为天上的父生了我们。
We can love because it was the Father above who birthed us.
只有父比我们高的。
Only the Father is higher than we are.
没有任何人在父和弟兄的中间。
Nobody is between the Father and brethren.
我们能做弟兄。
We can be brethren.
因为在我们上面只有天上的父。
Because above us is only the heavenly Father.
什么时候中间有了一般的人？
Whenever there is somebody in between.
什么时候我们就不能弟兄相爱？
That is when we have no brotherly love.
所以这是非常重要的一段的话。
This is a very important phrase.
所以主说，也不要受师尊的称呼。
So the Lord also said, do not be called masters.
当然，这不是指着我们在学校里面没有称呼老师说的。
It doesn't refer to not calling our teachers at school teachers.
但是在教会里面，
but in the church,
只有一位是你们的师尊。
There is only one master.
就是基督。
And that is Christ.
所以我们的主一再说，你们中间。
So the Lord said, amongst you.
你们中间。
Amongst you.
那就是在弟兄们中间。
Among the brethren.
每次我们说到我们中间。
Whenever we say amongst us.
乃是指着所有的弟兄们。
We are talking about all the brethren.
主说你们中间。
The Lord said, among you.
就是指整个的教会。
It means the whole church.
就是指着所有的弟兄们。
It means all the brethren.
有的人从英国来。
Some who come from England.
有的人从德国来。
Some might come from Germany.
有的人在美国生的。
Some were born in the United States.
他们都是。
They are all brethren.
所以最宝贝的就是你们都是。
So the most precious is you are all brethren.
但是到了一个时候，
but there will reach a time.
你看见在父和弟兄们中间，
that between the father and the brethren,
就产生了另外一个阶级。
Another class was created.
从表面上来看，
on the surface,
这是一个制度，是个 institution.
This is an institution.
但是从深处来看，
but in more deeply looking at it,
这一个制度就破坏了弟兄相爱。
This institution wrecks brotherly love.
所以这是非常非常重要的一点。
This is a very important point.
我们只有用主的话，
only through the Lord's words.
等一等，我们来看弟兄们的历史的时候，
then when we see the history of the brethren,
我们就能看见仇敌做了何。
We can see what work the enemy has done.
他如果不能拦阻我们相爱，
if he cannot keep us from loving,
他就可以兴起另外一般的人，
he can create another people,
可以兴起另外一个制度，
he can create another institution,
是在圣经里面所没有的，
that is not found in the scripture.
结果就破坏了弟兄相爱的气氛，
and then it will destroy the brotherly love atmosphere.
弟兄们相爱，
brotherly love,
爱是需要气氛。
Love needs an atmosphere.
爱需要在一个气氛里面来长大。
Love needs to grow within an atmosphere.
结果，当我们读弟兄们历史的时候，
so when we read the history of the brethren,
在教会历史里面曾经有一段的时间，
in church history there was a period of time.
实在说来，一直到今天。
Until now,
让我们记得，
it reminds us,
有一个气氛，
there is an atmosphere,
是破坏弟兄相爱，
that destroys brotherly love.
不止如此，
not only that,
我们读到二十章的时候，
when we turn to chapter 20,
主说你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，
it says that you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them,
只是你们中间不可以这样，
and it is not so among you,
世界可以这样，
the world can be like this,
世界有大臣，有 princes, 有 rulers, 有这些官长，
The world has princes and rulers.
根据路加福音，那里是讲到君王。
According to Luke, those are kings.
所以外邦人，外这个世界有君王，有王子，有官长。
So this world has kings, princes, and rulers.
但是教会不可以这样。
But the church cannot be this.
你们中间不可以这样。
Amongst you, it cannot happen.
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brethren.
所以在你们中间不可能有君王。
So amongst you, there cannot be a king.
不可能有大臣。
There can't be a prince.
你们只有一位君王。
There is only one king.
就是基督我们的主。
That is Christ our Lord.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
当我们的主讲这两段圣经的时候。
When our Lord was talking in these two passages.
实在说来，他是拿着时间的望远镜。
He was looking at a magnifying glass of time,
telescope.
A telescope of time.
他看到将来,
he saw the future.
他知道有一些事情要发生,
he knew some things were going to happen.
他知道有人要把教会像变成像世界一样,
he knew that the church was going to be secularized.
所以有君王, 也有大臣, 也有官长。
So there were kings and princes and rulers.
这里有一个架构, 从最大的到最小的。
There was a structure of somebody from the greatest to the smallest.
那这是世界的样子。
And this is the world system.
我们主对门徒们说
Our Lord told the disciples,
你们不要受拉比的称呼
Do not be called rabbi.
简单的来说
Very easily,
你们不要像犹太教的样子
In other words, do not be like Judaism.
所以我们的主用时间的望远镜往前看的时候
So while he used that telescope of time to look toward the future,
他知道有一天
He knew that one day,
教会要犹太化
The church will be Judaized.
教会要世界化。
The church will be secularized.
教会世界化的时候。
And it will become secularized.
在教会里面有大有君王，有大臣，有官长。
In the church there will be kings, princes, and rulers.
当教会犹太化的时候。
And when the church is Judaized.
结果有一个居间的阶级在神和我们的中间。
There is a class that is between our Lord and ourselves.
结果整个的教会就像犹太教一样。
And the church is just like Judaism.
什么时候教会像世界？
When the church is like the world.
什么时候教会像犹太教？
When the church is like Judaism.
那个弟兄相爱就变成不可能。
That brotherly love becomes impossible.
因为弟兄相爱需要在一个对的土壤，在一个对的空气，在一个对的环境里面才能够长大。
Because the brotherly love has to grow in a right atmosphere, right environment.
所以我们读教会历史的时候
So when we read church history
我们要记得主的这两段的话
We have to remember these two phrases
有一天教会要犹太化
One day the church will be Judaized
有一天教会要世界化
One day the church will be secularized
表面上来看
On the surface
是教会变了样子变了质走了样子
It's as if the church has changed form It's deformed
但是严格来说
But as specifically speaking
神最忠心当初的旨意
In God's original purpose,
要我们能够彼此相爱
to love one another.
当你在那样的环境底下
in that environment,
当你在那样的土壤底下
when in that
soil,
in that soil,
在你那样的空气中间
in that atmosphere,
我们知道弟兄相爱那个爱就不可能长
that brotherly love cannot grow.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and
sisters, 我们如果要读弟兄们的历史
if we are to study the history of the brethren,
我们一定要注意这一面
we need to pay attention to
我们看见仇敌是何等的不甘心
we see that the enemy is restless.
一直到今天
until today,
他还是做同样的工作
he's still doing the same work.
他一定要把我们带回世界去
he wants to bring us back to the world.
要把我们带回犹太教去
bring us back to Judaism.
我想这是主所说两段很重要的话。
These are very two important passages.
那么根据主所说两段重要的话。
And according to these two important passages.
现在我们再回到这个启示录第二章跟第三章。
Let us return back to Revelations 2 and 3.
我们现在来看第二章第六节。
Let us turn to chapter 2 verse 6.
然而你还有一件可取的事。就是你恨恶尼格拉党一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
那这里特别给我们看见尼格拉一党人的行为。
Here it speaks of the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
尼格在原文是征服的意思。
The Nicolaitans. Nico means conquer.
La 是平民的意思。
Laten means common people.
所以这里就是征服平民的意思。
What this means is conquering the common people.
你记得吗？
Do you remember?
我们的主的话告诉我们说
The scripture tells us
在我们这些人的上面只有一位征服我们的
Above us there is only one conqueror
那就是我们的父
And that is our father
他生了我们
He birthed us
他当然可以征服我们
He could obviously conquer us
他是唯一的一位
He is the only one
我们的主是我们的师尊
Our Lord is our master
他是引导我们的
He is the one who leads us
没有第二个人
No second person
那我们知道在我们上面没有人征服我们
We know that above us nobody can conquer us
除了天上的父
Aside from our heavenly father
除了基督之外
Aside from Christ
没有一般的人在我们和基督和天父的中间
Not one single people can be between us and the Father
但是到第一世纪第二世纪的时候
But in the first and second century
到了以弗所教会的时候
And when it was the Ephesian church
你看见有一个行为
You see that there is a way
叫做 the deed
There's a deed
那是尼格拉一党的行为
And there are the deeds of the Nicolaitans
现在有一个行为
And these deeds
叫你发现有一般人不知不觉的就在我们的上面
We'll see you that suddenly there's another group of people above us.
所以现在有一个居间的阶级。
Now you have here a class that is in between.
在我们神和中间有一个不同的阶级。
Between God and ourselves is a different class.
那么用这个约翰的话
And to use John's words.
用启示录的话
To use Revelation's
words. 那就是指着尼格拉一党的人。
And those are the Nicolaitans.
这一般人就是尼格拉党。
And these people are the Nicolaitans.
现在他们有个行为。
Now they have deeds.
他们就在天父、基督和我们中间。
They are amongst the Father and Christ and ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主说你们都是弟兄。
The Lord said, you are all brethren.
当我们抬头只看见天父和基督的时候。
When we lift our heads and we see only the Heavenly Father and Christ.
那个空气。
That atmosphere.
是叫弟兄相爱。发展的空气
will allow brotherly love to grow,
to develop,
to develop,
也是在那里成长的长成长的那个空气
It will develop and grow,
但是很可惜
but pitifully,
就在第一世纪第二世纪的时候
in the first and second century,
你看见教会已经有了这个行为
you see that there are these deeds,
因着这个行为
and because of these,
慢慢你就看见弟兄相爱成为变成非常困难的事。
You see that brotherly love becomes very difficult.
我盼望特别在座的年轻弟兄姊妹
I especially hope for those younger brothers and sisters sitting here.
我们能够明白这件事
We can understand these things.
许多时候我们不明白
Many times we can't understand
为什么父母们是这样在一起聚会
Why is it that our parents gather this way?
为什么我们的弟兄姊妹在这里这样简单的聚会呢
Why is it that the brothers and sisters gather so simply?
这不是一个制度的问题
This is not a matter of
Institution. 因为神要我主要我们相爱
Because Christ wants us to love one another.
所以一开始他就给了我们一个空气
So from the beginning he gives us an atmosphere.
给了我们一种土壤
He gives us a soil.
给我们一种空气
He gives us a type of atmosphere.
给我们一种的环境
Gives us an environment.
叫弟兄相爱这个爱能够长大
That the brotherly love can develop.
仇敌为着要破坏神的工作
And for the enemy wants to destroy God's work.
所以你看见教会中就有了尼格拉党的行为
So in the church you see the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
光是行为并不严重
The deeds, just deeds alone is not important.
已经相当严重，但还是不是那么严重。
It's pretty serious, but not that serious.
等到有一天变成教训了
，One day when it becomes a teaching，
那就变得非常的严重。
Then it's very serious.
我们知道到别加摩教会的时候
，We know that when it reached the church in Pergamum，
那不只有尼格拉党的行为
，Not only do you have deeds of the Nicolaitans，
而且有尼格拉党的教训。
Then you have the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以十五节
，So in verse 15，
你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人。
Thus you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
教训是要人服从的。
Teaching has somebody to follow.
结果我们知道现在不只是尼格拉党的行为。
Now there are not only the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
现在这些行为有了理论的根据。
Now these deeds have a teaching. Or have a theoretical basis.
那结果我们知道这件事情就在教会历史里面就一直生根，就一直发展下去。
And now this thing in church history became rooted more and more.
那这是非常严肃的一件事。
A very serious issue.
因为当我们从以弗所一直看到腓拉帖腓。
Because when we see from Ephesus all the way to Philadelphia.
以弗所教会起初是弟兄相爱。
The church in Ephesus was brotherly love.
后来他们放松了。
Then they relaxed.
他们就从起初的爱心离弃。
And they left their first love.
所以主要他们悔改。
So the Lord wanted them to repent.
要他们行起初所行的事。
And to do the first deeds that they did at first. Wanted to, for them to return to the beginning.
就像当初以弗所的教会一样。
Just like the beginning of the church in Ephesus.
弟兄能够彼此相爱。
Brotherly love.
然后现在历史继续往前推进。
And the church continues to progress.
我们知道一直到了腓拉帖腓的时候。
Until Philadelphia.
神终于把他的教会带回到当初。
God brings his church back to the original.
现在我们看见腓拉帖腓果然是弟兄相爱。
And we see Philadelphia is definitely brotherly love.
从以弗所一直到腓拉帖腓。
From Ephesus to Philadelphia.
有几件事情一直在主的心头上。
There are certain things in God's heart.
主说我恨恶这个行为。
The Lord says I hate these deeds.
所以主说到尼格拉人的行为，他说这是我所恨恶的。
When the Lord speaks of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, he says I hate them.
为什么主恨恶呢？
Why does Lord hate them?
那要破坏弟兄相爱的气氛。
Because it will destroy the atmosphere of brotherly love.
那要破坏弟兄相爱的环境。
It will destroy the environment of brotherly love.
那要破坏弟兄相爱的土壤。
It will destroy the soil of the brotherly love.
所以主说我恨恶那个行为。
So the Lord says I hate those deeds.
但是没有想到到了别加摩的时候竟然变成教训。
But when we reach Pergamum, it actually becomes teaching.
所以主就呼召一般得胜者。
So the Lord calls out those overcomers.
当大体的弟兄姊妹都失败的时候
When the mainstream fails,
他们站在神要他们站在原来的地位上
The Lord wants them to stand on the original position
这就是教会历史里面弟兄们的故事
And this is the history of the brethren in church history
这个就是教会历史里面弟兄们的历史
This is the history of the brethren in church history
所以我们一定要明白
We need to understand
什么是得胜者呢
What is overcomer
得胜者不是特别的一般人
Overcomer are not special people
乃是当大体的人都失败的时候
But it is when the mainstream fails
他们站住神的见证
They hold fast to the testimony of God
他们维持原来的土壤
They hold to the original soil
他们维持原来的空气
They keep the original atmosphere
结果在最艰难的时候
And when it's the most difficult times
让弟兄姊妹让弟兄相爱能够继续下去
Brothers loving one another can continue
那不止如此
Not only that
我们的主不止讲到尼格拉一党的教训
Our Lord does not only speak of the teaching of the Nicolaitans
如果我们光看见居间阶级
If we were to only see that classIn between.
我们以为我们会以为说这个只是一个制度。
We think that this is but an institution.
我们知道后来在教会历史里面。
We know that in church history.
这个阶级就是所谓圣品阶级。
This class actually is known as the clerical class.
这个制度就是所谓神父制度。
And this institution is actually sacerdotalism.
那这个就是教会里面的尼格拉党。
And that is Nicolaitans within the church.
从表面上来看
On the surface,
好像是一个制度的问题
It's as if an institution problem.
但是如果从主的话来看
But according to the word of God,
要比这个深得很多
It's deeper than that.
因为主明明说
Because the Lord clearly says,
你们只有一位天上的父
There is only one heavenly father.
所以他们有中间的阶级
So there is a class in between.
因为他们把教会犹太化
Because the church was Judaized.
现在他们把教会变得像犹太
And the church is like Judaism now.
所以你记得主在斯梅拿教会里面。
So you remember when he spoke in Smyrna.
他说，他说那些自称是犹太人的，其实他们不是犹太人，那是撒旦一会的人。
And those who consider themselves Jews are really not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
有一帮人自称是犹太人
There is a people who call themselves Jews
因为他们要把教会变成犹太教
Because they want to Judaize the church
他们以为自己是犹太人
They thought that they were Jews themselves
其实他们不是
But they were not
在原文他们乃是撒旦一个会堂的人
In the original they are of the synagogue of Satan
我们叫 synagogue 会堂是犹太人的特点
We know that the synagogue is the special point of Jews
所以这里讲到犹太教
So when it speaks of Judaism
不过 这个不是单纯的犹太教。
But this is not just a simple Judaism.
不是光是个会堂。
It's not just a synagogue.
如果会堂的话
，If we're just a synagogue，
就不可能是撒旦的会堂。
It would be impossible to be a synagogue of Satan.
就是不可能和撒旦是同一个会堂。
It cannot be the same thing with Satan.
所以我们知道
，So we know，
在士美拿的时候
，In Smyrna，
当教会受逼迫的时候
，When the church was persecuted，
你看见不止有人要把教会变成犹太教。
Not only do people want the church to be Judaized，
而且
，but also，
我们叫世界的影响慢慢就进来。
We see that the worldly influence comes in，
异教的影响也就进来了。
And we see heresy coming in，
异教 heathens。
And heathenism coming in.
我们知道说这个犹太教不是单纯的犹太教。
We see that this Judaism is not just a pure Judaism.
在这里你也看见世界的东西。
You see worldly things.
所以这是个 mixture， 是个混杂的东西。
So now you see a mixture.
但是我们的主特别特别说到他们。
But our Lord spoke of them.
当教会经过大的苦难的时候。
When the church went through difficult times.
结果你看见教会慢慢地开始犹太化。
You see that the church becomes Judaized.
然后他们就成为撒旦一个会堂的。
And they become a synagogue of Satan.
其实他们不是犹太人。
But they really are not Jews.
他们自称是犹太人。
They call themselves Jews.
我们知道这就是教会历史里面所发生的难。
And this has happened in the church history.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了腓拉帖菲的时候。
And when it comes to Philadelphia.
你知道有一句话非常安慰腓拉帖菲。
There is a phrase that really comforted the Philadelphians.
他说那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人是说谎话的。
The synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not but lie.
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到了腓拉帖菲。
In Philadelphia.
你看见这个教会犹太化的情形。
You see the church being Judaized.
完全在最底下。
Completely at the bottom.
所以现在你看见腓拉帖菲在这里。
And you see Philadelphia up here.
现在你看见那个东西在底下。
And you see the other things at the bottom.
现在你看见腓拉帖菲有一种光景。
There is a situation at Philadelphia.
有一种空气。
There is an atmosphere there.
有一种土壤。
There is a soil there.
是完全不一样。
That is very different.
所以现在他们要在腓拉帖菲那里下拜。
So now it's in Philadelphia they have to bow down.
所以腓拉帖菲的光特点是什么呢？
And what is the specialty
of Philadelphia? 你看见在他们中间。
Amongst them,
你找不到犹太教的东西。
You cannot see anything dealing with Judaism.
你看不见巨贱阶级。
You cannot see the class in between.
你看不见教会犹太化的情形。
You cannot see the situation of Judaism in
them. 因为腓拉帖菲的教会，
Philadelphia,
神让他们在他脚前下拜。
God allowed them to bow down at their feet.
下面有一句话最稀奇的。
And there's a very more interesting phrase.
也许他们知道我是已经爱你。
And to know that I have loved you.
主不只爱腓拉帖菲的教会。
Lord not only loved the church in Philadelphia.
这个爱。
This love.
主要他们知道。
The Lord wanted them to know.
这些人把教会变成犹太教。
These people turned the church into Judaism.
这些人把教会变成世界。
These people turned the church into worldly
things. 现在他们要在腓拉帖菲脚前下拜。
Now they will have to bow down at the feet of the church of Philadelphia.
而且主对他说。
And the Lord said,
我要使他们知道。
And to them to know,
我是已经爱你。
I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
教会历史给我们看见
The church history shows us
当神的儿女真的走在腓拉帖菲的道路上的时候
When the church of God walked the way of Philadelphia
无论你赞成不赞成他们
Whether you agree or not
有一件事是肯定的
There is one certain point
那些曾经要把教会犹太化的人
Those who wanted to Judaize the church
他们要承认说
They have to admit
主实在在他们中间
The Lord is really among them
主实在是爱他们
The Lord really loves them
这就是主所要做的见证。
This is the testimony that the Lord wants.
所以从这几段话
，So from these few passages，
弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚
，We can understand
哪里有弟兄相爱
，Wherever there is brotherly love，
哪里就没有尼格拉党
，Wherever there will not be Nicolaitans，
哪里就没有犹太教
，There is no Judaism，
哪里就没有世界
，There is no world，
因为这些都不是让弟兄相爱能够生长的环境
，Because this will not allow the brotherly love to develop.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, if we want brotherly love, we need to hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, just as the Lord hated them. We need to hate the teachings of the Nicolaitans, just as the Lord hated also.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if the Lord is gracious to us, in these things the church will be victorious. The church will have the purest soil. The church will have the best atmosphere. So that there would be brotherly love. That love is not from themselves. That love is from God. Nobody can love. One day we will come to our end. In our family. One day we will say we can't love anymore. Our natural love will come to an end.
有一天,
at one day, that love will come from God. The family is one point. The same with the church. Then you see Philadelphia.
乃是弟兄相爱。
Brotherly love.
哪里有弟兄相爱?
Wherever there is brotherly love,
哪里这些犹太人就应当在那里下拜。
That is where those Jews will bow down at their feet.
他们不能不佩服这些人。
They cannot help but respect these people.
他们不能不称赞他们这些人。
They cannot help but praise these people.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为神要让全世界都知道。
Because the Lord wants the whole world to know.
神要让他们知道。
God wants them to know.
神已经爱你。
That they have already, that he has already loved them.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in the seven churches,
只有菲拉铁菲,
only Philadelphia,
主说了这样的话,
the Lord spoke these words. So now do we understand? God's heart is Philadelphia. That we would have brotherly love.
但是一路上下来, 从第二世纪一直到19世纪,
but from the 2nd century all the way to the 19th century,
你看见从以弗所一直到菲拉铁菲,
from Ephesus to Philadelphia,
一路下来的难处,
the whole way, the difficulties,
尼格拉党的难处,
the difficulties of Nicolaitans,
有行为,
there's deeds,
有教训,
there's teachings.
他们要把教会
They want to change the church into Judaism.
那么等到别加摩,
and when in Pergamum the church married with the world,
现在不止犹太是个model, 是个模型,
not only is the Judaism a model,
现在世界也变成了模型,
and the world becomes a model also.
结果现在你就产生了个教训,
and then now you have a teaching.
这个教训是和世界跟教会结婚有关系的。
And this teaching has to do with the marriage of the church and the world.
所以等一等我们要看,
later we will see,
这个教训到底怎么产生的。
How was this teaching created?
这个行为是怎么开始发展的。
How did these deeds begin?
这是非常非常重要。
This is very important.
我再三说弟兄姊妹,
I'd like to say again,
当你读第二章第三章的时候,
when you read chapter 2 and 3,
你看见尼格拉党的行为和教训是主所恨恶的。
When you see that the deeds of the Nicolaitans is hated by, the Lord wants those Jews to bow down at the feet of the Church of Philadelphia. The Lord indeed will do this. Whenever you let the Nicolaitans,
允许犹太教,
whenever you let the Jews,
允许世界跑到教会里面了,
and when you let the world come into the church,
我们就破坏了神当初为我们所预备的爱的气氛。
We destroy what God originally purposed and that atmosphere of love.
爱是最敏锐的,最敏感。
That love is the most sensitive.
气氛有一点点的不对,
and when the atmosphere is a little bit wrong,
你看见那个爱就没有了,
then that love is gone.
所以让我们记得,
let us remember,
这就是为什么主恨恶尼格拉一党的教训。
That is why our Lord hated the teachings of the Nicolaitans and their deeds.
我知道有的做丈夫的是比较粗心一点。
I know some who are husbands, many times they're a little forgetful.
但是我很少听见有一个丈夫,
but very rarely do I hear that a husband,
在他庆祝这个结婚周年的时候,
when they celebrate their wedding anniversary,
邀请他的太太到麦当劳去吃晚饭,
will ask the wife and take the wife to eat at McDonald's.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you know?
在这里是气氛的问题。
This is a matter of atmosphere.
在这里是环境的问题。
And here is a matter of environment.
你我如果读教会历史的话,
if you were to read church history,
你看见,
do you see?
有一个行为叫做尼格拉党的行为。
There's the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
有一个教训叫做尼格拉党的教训。
And there's the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
我们现在看
Let us see now
在以弗所教会刚开始的时候
In the church in Ephesus at the beginning
当教会起初的时候
At the beginning of the church
我们知道他们起初所行的事是弟兄相爱
What they did first was brotherly love
那么主到底为他们预备什么样的土壤
What soil did the Lord prepare for them
主预备给他们预备什么样的空气
What atmosphere did the Lord prepare for them
我们如果读使徒行传的话
If we are to read Acts
那弟兄姊妹你就看见说主为他们所预备的
You see that what the Lord prepared for them
乃是一个身体
Is a body
一个生机体
It is a living body
教会
Living organism
教会乃是基督的身体
And the church is the body of Christ
是一个充满生命的
It's full of life
从这个生命里面
And within this life
神的爱就进来了
God's love comes in.
所以我们就能够彼此相爱。
Then we can see we can love one another.
所以教会不是一个组织。
So the church is not an institution.
教会也不是一个宗教。
It is not a religion.
我们知道当初为什么教会受逼迫呢？
Why did the church suffer persecution?
最早的时候。
At the very beginning.
我们世界以为这个教会乃是犹太教里面的一支。
The world thought that the church was a sect among the Judaism.
等到从安提阿开始。
So when it began in Antioch,
基督徒门徒称为基督徒。
The disciples were called Christians.
结果你看见那个时候教会有一种光景。
So there was that situation of the church then.
你看见和犹太教完全不一样。
That was very different than Judaism.
它根本就不是个宗教。
It was not a religion.
犹太教是个宗教。
Judaism is a religion.
所以罗马帝国懂得。
So the Roman Empire knew.
虽然犹太教他们不拜偶像。
Even though the Judaism did not worship idols.
他们能原谅他们。
They could forgive them.
逼迫可以不领导他们。
Persecution cannot go after
them. 但是为什么基督徒不拜偶像就受逼迫呢？
But why Christians, when they do not worship idols, were persecuted?
因为在世界上的眼光中来看。
Because in the eyes of the world.
这个不像一个宗教。
This is not like a religion.
这个不是个宗教。
This is not a religion.
如果是个宗教。
If it were a religion.
如果是个犹太教的话。
If it were like a Jewish religion.
他们一定有一个很大的圣殿。
There had to be a great synagogue, a temple.
他们一定有一班祭司的人。
And there have to be a priest.
那么很明明显的，这是一个宗教。
And very clearly becomes a religion.
如果这样的话
If that were the case,
我们知道政府就要承认他们。
We know that the government would have to acknowledge them.
就好像承认犹太教一样。
As it acknowledged the Jewish religious
system. 那教会就不需要受逼迫。
Then the church would not be persecuted.
教会所以受逼迫。
The church was persecuted.
就是因为。
Because
因为神为着弟兄相爱
God for the sake of brotherly love
已经预备了一种土壤
prepared a soil
那个土壤并不是犹太教所能给的
and that soil could not be given by Judaism
所以最早的时候
so at the very beginning
他们没有办法称呼他们
they could not call themselves
他们说这道
they said this way
弟兄姊妹这是条路他们可以走的
this is a way that they can walk
但他们知道这是活的东西
They knew it's a living thing
他们走这条路他们就能彼此相爱
When they walk this way they can have brotherly love
但是他们不明白他们
But they could not understand
因为那是生命的东西
Because it was something living
我记得年轻的时候
I remember when I was young
我每次传福音
Every time I spread the gospel
我总是告诉我的朋友
I will tell my friends
主耶稣是救主不是教主
Jesus is the Savior He is not the Lord of religion
我劝你相信主耶稣
I pray that you will believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he is our Savior.
所有教主的坟墓里面都有他们的身体。
All those Lord of religions, their graves, they have their bodies.
只有我们主的坟墓是空的。
Only our Lord's grave is empty.
所以他是救主，他不是教主。
He is therefore a savior, not lord of religion.
那我有一个同学非常的顽皮。
And I had a friend that was pretty naughty.
所以他就说，那么你这样，你不是传基督教了。
Then he says, well, now you're not preaching Christianity.
你是传基督救。
You're preaching Christ saves.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我说一点都不错，我不是传基督教，我是传基督救。
And I said that definitely I'm not speaking Christian religion, I'm preaching
你要相信,
Christ saves.
你要接受救主，不是相信教主。
You have to accept the Savior, not the Lord of religion.
因为我们所传的不是个宗教。
Because what we are preaching is not a religion.
教会不是一个宗教。
The church is not a religion.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
让我们看见
Let us see.
当初的教会
The church at that time.
为什么对于世界成为一个谜呢
Why was it a mystery to the world?
为什么他们不明白要逼迫教会呢
Why did they have to persecute the church?
就是他们一直活在神所给他们那个土壤里面。
Because they lived in that soil that was prepared by the Lord.
所以他们彼此相爱,
so they could love one another.
他们就能有一种的见证,
and they would have a testimony.
他们到了主日早晨的时候,
on Sunday morning,
在五点钟的时候, 也许五点钟的时候,
probably at 5 in the morning,
他们就在一起擘饼纪念,
they would break the bread remembering our Lord.
他们没有一个大的聚会的地方,
they didn't have a big place of worship.
他们聚会的时候是在别人还在睡觉的时候,
when they gathered together was when others were sleeping still.
他们不明白他们在做什么,
they did not understand what they were doing.
他们祷告的时候,
when they prayed,
他们主啊, 我们真是感谢你,
they said, Lord, we thank you.
你的肉是可吃的, 你的血是可喝的,
your flesh is edible, your blood is drinkable.
这些邻居们听见这些祷告, 实在不明白,
and when the neighbors were listening to this, they couldn't understand.
以为这些基督徒是 secret society里面的人,
they thought that these Christians were secret society.
也许他们专门吃人肉的,
and maybe these were cannibals.
所以他们就在那里逼迫他们,
so they decided to persecute them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
在这里, 你看见没有一个宗教的模型?
There is no model of religion here.
一直到今天,
until today,
我们的观念里面,
in our concept,
什么叫做教会呢?
What is the church?
你要一个教会很简单,
if you want a church, it's very easy.
你预备三个条件就可以,
three conditions to build a church.
就好像国家有三个条件一样,
just like three conditions of a government.
国家你要有领土,
you have to have a territory,
要有百姓,
a people,
要有政府,
and a government.
所以现在你要组织一个教会的话,
so if you want to build a church,
你要有一个教会的话,
and if you want to have a church,
第一,你要有个礼拜堂,
first you have to have a building.
那么这个 place of worship,
a place of worship.
那么这个礼拜堂呢, 就好像圣殿一样,
and this place of worship is like a temple.
那么第二,
second condition,
当然你要有, 要有百姓要有聚会的人,
and you have those who gather there.
第三,
third,
你需要有一般人, 就像犹太教里面做祭司的一样,
and you have to have people kind of like in Judaism, the priests.
然后他把人带到神面前,
and bringing people before God.
他也把神带到人面前,
and they bring God before the people.
所以一直到今天,
until today,
在我们的观念里面,
in our own concept,
我们还是把教会要变成一个宗教,
we still turn the church into a religion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
让我们记得,
let us remember,
这个当初的教会,
the church at that time,
神所预备的土壤,
the soil that the Lord prepared,
是最好的土壤,
was the best soil possible,
能够叫他们彼此相爱,
can let them love one another.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
主告诉他们,
sisters, the Lord told them,
时候将到,
the time has come,
如今就是了,
it is time has come.
那拜父的要用心灵和诚实来拜他,
those who will be worshipped in spirit and truth.
那这个就告诉我们说,
and it tells us,
在旧约的时候,
in the Old Testament,
敬拜或者在这个山上, 或者在那个山上,
whether to be worshipped on this mountain or the other mountain.
但是时候将到,
but the time has come,
我们这个人就是那个圣殿,
that we are those, that temple.
所以保罗说, 你们就是主的殿,
so Paul said, you are God's temple.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你碰见这一班基督徒,
so now you see these Christians,
他们没有外面的圣殿,
they don't have an outward temple.
那是犹太教,
that is Judaism.
在教会里面,
in the church,
每一个人都是神的殿,
everybody is the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他们随时随地可以聚在一起,
so anytime they can meet together.
什么时候他们聚在, 他们聚在哪里, 哪里就是圣殿,
wherever they meet, that is the temple.
他们许多时候在坟墓里面聚, 坟墓的附近, 墓地附近聚会,
and maybe they meet at near a gravesite.
当这个大逼迫的时候,
when there was great persecution,
他们甚至于在那个地下的通道里面聚会,
they were worship in tunnels built under the city.
我们知道在罗马的附近有一些地下的通道,
we know that in Rome there are those catacombs under the city.
那么这个通道里面有很多的坟墓,
and there are many catacombs under this tunnel.
那最早基督徒们他们擘饼的时候,
and the Christians early then when they broke the bread,
就是几个人他们聚在一起擘饼纪念主,
they would break the bread and remember our Lord.
主就在他们的中间,
and the Lord was amongst them.
什么地方你遇见他们,
wherever you see them,
哪里就是圣殿,
that is where the temple.
你可以在墓地遇见圣殿,
you can see them,
墓地, cemetery,
you can see them in the cemetery.
你也可以在这个, 你也可以在地下道里面遇见圣殿,
and you can see them under the ground.
有人告诉我们说,
some people tell us,
那个罗马附近的那个通道,
in the Rome, under those tunnels, under the city,
如果你把它连起来的话,
if you were to connect it,
是等于今天你从 Philadelphia 一直到 Chicago,
it is as far as going from Philadelphia to Chicago.
所以我们就知道, 就是在地下,
and we know that under the ground,
或者在山上,
or on the mountain,
无论在什么地方,
wherever,
你可以逼迫他们,
you can persecute
他们可以把他们的礼拜堂带着走的,
they can take away their temple and move it,
他们自己就是那个礼拜堂,
because they are that worst place of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹, 那个房子他们根本就不是问题, 问题。
So the house is really no problem.
如果你说这是犹太的一个圣殿，所以这里犹太教。
If you say that this is a Jewish temple, that's why there's Judaism here.
他们如果要发现基督教，他们找不到。
And they will not find Christianity.
原因在什么地方？
Why?
因为他们都是神的殿。
Because they are all the temple of God.
不止如此。
Not only that.
根据神的话，
According to God's word,
他们都是祭司。
They are all priests.
他们可以直接来到神的面前。
They can directly go before the Lord's presence.
靠着主耶稣基督的宝血。
According, by his precious blood.
每一个人都是祭司。
Each
人和主之间。
There is nobody between them and the Lord.
他们围绕在主的桌子面前。
They surround the table.
他们擘饼纪念。
They break the bread and remember our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
到了十二世纪的时候，
Until the 12th century,
可以说教会到最黑暗的时候，
When it was at the darkest moment of church
history, 那个时候如果你要擘饼的话，
If you had to break the bread then,
你要到最大的教堂，
You had to go to the biggest cathedral.
然后有人要把饼分给你，
And somebody will give you the bread.
你只能给饼，你只能吃饼，你不能喝杯。
You could only eat of the bread, you couldn't drink of the cup.
而且你不能够碰那个饼。
And you can't even touch the bread.
那个 wafer, 那个小小的饼要碰在你的舌头上。
That little piece, that little wafer had, it can only touch your tongue.
然后你吃下去。
And then you eat it.
这是那个时候在教会黑暗的时候。
That's when the church was at its darkest moment.
如果你要擘饼的话，
If you had wanted to break the bread,
你必须要这样做。
You had to do it that way.
但是就在那个时候，
But at that time,
有的时候你看见有一般弟兄们隐藏在山谷里面。
You see some brethren hidden in the valley.
现在我们还能看到他们所留下来的一些画。
And even today we can see some of their pictures that they left.
他们围在主的桌子面前。
They were surrounding the table.
擘饼纪念主。
Breaking bread, remembering
the Lord. 就好像你我今天擘饼纪念主。
Just like you and I today breaking bread.
当我们在主的桌子面前。
When we are before the Lord's table.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
证明我们都是弟兄。
It proves that we are all brethren.
弟兄相爱的最高点乃是在主的脚前。
The highest point of brotherly love is at the feet of our Lord.
当我们在主的脚前的时候，
When we are at the feet of our Lord,
我们就在弟兄姊妹的脚前。
We are at the feet of our brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当你看见在十二世纪的时候，
When you see in the 12th century,
虽然从外面来看，
Even though outwardly speaking,
整个基督教教会变成犹太教，
The whole church was Judaized.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见有一般人，
You'll see a people,
有一般的得胜者，
A people, an overcomer,
他们能够彼此相爱，
Who can love one another.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
什么地方他们都能擘饼。
Wherever they go, they can break bread.
什么地方他们都能够敬拜。
Wherever they go, they can praise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这是教会。
This is the church.
这是神主为教会所预备的土壤。
This is the soil prepared by the Lord.
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见他们不需要有一个，不需要有一般圣品阶级的人。
Then, therefore, they didn't have the need for the clergy. They can come together and break the bread. And they can baptize
people.
And they can spread the word of God.
为什么弟兄？
Why?
因为主的话说，
Because the word says,
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brethren.
这一句话，
That word,
代表能力。
It brings some power.
这一句话代表生命。
That power, that word has life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
Because of this,
我们要知道，
We need to know,
在第一个世纪的时候，
In the first century,
在五旬节的时候，
During the Passover,
你看见神为着教会所预备的，
the, What the Lord prepared,
乃是这样的一个土壤，
That was that type of soil.
不错，
Not,
在教会里面有长老，
In the church there are elders.
他们乃是有权柄来服侍神的儿女。
And they use the authority to serve the brothers and sisters.
但是圣经从来没有告诉我们人是权柄。
But the scripture never says that man is authority.
圣经告诉我们只有神是权柄。
The scriptures tells us that only God is authority.
没有一个人是权柄。
Nobody is authority.
乃是当这些长老们，
oh, it is when these elders,
他们顺服在基督的权柄底下。
They are submissive under God's authority.
现在他们能用那个权柄来服侍神的儿女。
They can use that authority to serve the children of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
教会只有一个头。
There is only one head.
无论你在什么地方聚会，
No matter where you go,
教会只有一个元首。
There is only one head.
如果长老们开会的话，
If the elders have a meeting,
有一个位置永远是空的。
That chair will, there will be, always be an empty chair.
那个就是基督的位置。
And that chair is where the Lord is.
基督永远是教会的元首。
The Lord is forever the head of the church.
没有一个长老，他的话是最后的话。
There is no elder has the last word.
所有的长老们都是顺服在基督的权柄底下。
All the elders are submissive under God's authority.
他们用那些权柄来服侍神的儿女。
And they use that authority to serve the children of God.
叫神的儿女能够长大。
So that the children of God might grow.
你知道小孩子刚刚小是很小。
You know that a child when he's an infant.
他喜欢东跑西跑。
Or when he's a little child, he likes to run back and forth.
三岁的他可以喜欢东摸西摸的。
3 years old, he likes to touch this and touch that.
所以有时候他喜欢去用那个铁钉去碰那个 plug, 就是那个电插头的地方。
And sometimes they might take a little nail or something and play with the plug.
你看这个时候做父母的要用权柄来服侍他的儿女。
And then at that time, you know that the parents will use authority to teach the children.
父母需要说什么时候是 no, 什么时候不可以。
The parents will have to say no and tell them when you can't do that.
这样就服侍了他的儿女。
Then they have served their child.
这样他的儿女就能够正常的长大。
And that child can grow a normal life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see?
这些人乃是为着神的缘故
These people for God's sake
用权柄来服侍神的儿女
Use authority to serve the children of God.
所以在教会里面
So in the church
那个长老永远是多数的
The elders is always plural.
长老是他的身份
Elder is by his own
his person.
By his person.
那么监督是他们的职分
Bishop is because of his office.
所以长老就是监督，监督就是长老。
Elder is bishop, bishop is an elder.
你有多少个监督，就有多少个长老，就有多少个监督。
However many elders you have, that's how many bishops you have.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是当初神最简单的安排。
So this is what at the beginning was a simple thing that the Lord had.
这个就是最早最早的时候，我们知道神在教会里面所安排的。
At the very beginning, this is what the Lord had prepared.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to think.
什么时候这个尼格拉党的行为就来了？
When did the deeds of the Nicolaitans show up?
你读教会历史的时候，
If you read church history,
你大概读到第二。今天，我相信我们每一个人手里都有一份的讲义。
I think that everybody has this handout.
你发现在第一个世纪、第二个世纪有一个人叫伊格纳丢。
And you see that in the first and second century, there's this person called Ignatius.
他是安提亚的监督。
He is the bishop of Antioch.
到了那个时候
At that time,
我们知道在安提亚的教会有了一些改变
At the church of Antioch, there were some changes.
本来安提亚的教会是众长老的
At that church in Antioch, they had bishops,
结果
elders,
因着对付异端的缘故
But to deal with heresy,
而且因着这个教会受逼迫的缘故
And because the church was persecuted,
所以慢慢的就有一个思想有一个观念就发展出来
Slowly, there was a thought that came out.
特别是伊格纳丢
especially from Ignatius.
他认为说，今天在这许多长老里面
，He thought that amongst all these elders,
总要有一个是比所有的长老都大一点。
There had to be one elder that was higher than the other.
就好像长老长一样，所以就叫这个长老长叫做监督。
So they wanted an elder of an elder or a bishop.
所以在教会里面
，So in the church,
本来是众长老的。
There was a full of elders.
现在呢，在所有长老里面，特别选出一个人来。
And among all the elders, they chose one elder.
这个人是所有的长老都顺服在他底下。
And all the other elders are to be submissive under him.
他的权柄就变成全教会最高的权柄。
And his authority is the highest among the church.
他的话是最后的话。
His word is the last word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you
这是人的安排。
This is the deal. This is prepared by man.
因着环境的缘故。
Because of the environment.
有他的道理，有他的原因。
There's the reasons there.
但是你看见吗
？But do you see?
在这里。有人本来那个位置是属于我们主的
Before that position was our Lord's
结果现在有人安排就让一个监督就在这些长老的上面
But now somebody has decided that a bishop will rule over the other elders
所以那个时候安提亚的教会
So the church at Antioch at that time
只有一个监督
There was only one bishop
下面有好多长老
Several elders
而那个监督的名字就是伊格纳丢
And that bishop's name was Ignatius
我们如果读伊格纳丢的故事的话
If we are to read Ignatius' story
我们知道他相信教会最高的权柄乃是监督
And we know that Ignatius believed that the highestauthority in the church was bishop.
我读一段话给弟兄们听就可以了。
Let me read a couple phrases for you.
他说 it is manifest therefore that we ought to look upon the bishop even as we would look upon the Lord himself. 意思就是说现在我们看这个建筑就好像看我们的主一样。所以从这里我们就可以知道。
So from here we can see.
本来 长老是多数的。
Before elders was plural.
现在在长老的上面有一个 bishop.
But now above elders there's a bishop.
本来监督就是长老，长老就是监督。
Before the bishop was an elder, the elder was a bishop.
现在呢，变成监督比长老都大。
But now the bishop is greater than all elders.
所以一个地方最高的权柄乃是监督。
So the highest authority was to the bishop.
那么因着这个缘故
，and because of that，
他们全教会都顺服的结果
，because of all the submission of this whole church，
他们就能保守教会免于异端。
They can protect from heresy.
结果在大逼迫的时候
，so when during the great persecution，
他们也能够彼此安慰。
They can comfort one another.
那么弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters，
这个就是尼格拉党行为的开始。
This is the beginning of the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
从那个又开始
，from that time on，
慢慢的就演变下去。
Slowly it continued on and on.
最起初的时候
，from the very beginning，
这个罗马帝国的东边的部分
，on the eastern part of the Roman Empire，
那包括耶路撒。
That includes Jerusalem.
包括亚历山大
includes Alexandria.
然后包括安提阿
includes Antioch.
包括康斯坦丁堡
includes Constantinople.
那在这一边，在这一部分的许多地方的教会
and all the churches in this area.
那么大概都是一个监督，下面好多长老
All of them had one bishop and several elders under
him. 最起初的时候
at the very beginning,
这个整个帝国的西边的部分没有跟随的
at the west there was no following.
他们仍旧照着圣经
they followed the scripture.
众长老
They had elders.
在上面没有监督。
Above them, no bishop.
但是到了两个世纪过了以后。
But after two centuries.
大概过了两个世纪以后。
After two centuries.
你看见说全罗马帝国。
The whole Roman Empire.
无论是东边或者是西边。
Whether the east or the west.
包括罗马，包括这一边。
Including Rome on this side.
结果现在你看见都是一个监督有好多长老。
The situation was one bishop with several elders under
him. 到了主后250年的时候。
After 200, the year 250.
在罗马的教会。
In the Roman church.
一个监督。
One bishop.
46个长老。
46 elders.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个架构很清楚的。
Do you see the structure here?
这个就是尼格拉党行为的开始。
This is the beginning of the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
但是问题在这里。
But their problem is this.
尼格拉党的行为。
The deeds of the Nicolaitans.
和这个士梅拿那里所说的犹太人有关系。
It has to do with the Jews mentioned at Smyrna.
所以慢慢慢慢的就开始发展。
And it continues to grow and develop.
到了居普良的时候，如果你们看见居普良叫 Cyprian。
And until the time of Cyprian on the chart.
我们知道讲到这个整个这个尼格拉党的这个发展的时候。
When we speak of the development of the Nicolaitan deeds.
我们知道居普良是很重要很重要的一个人。
We know that Cyprian was a very important figure.
我们知道居普良是在主后2246年得救的。
We know that Cyprian became a believer in the year 246.
他两年以后就做了迦太基的主教，就做了迦太基的监督。
Two years later, he became the bishop of Carthage.
所以就是两年，得救两年，他就做了那个监督。
And after two years, he became a bishop.
那我们知道他非常的爱主。
And we knew he loved the Lord.
最后他为主殉道。
At the very end, he was a martyr for the Lord.
我们如果读他的故事
，if we read his story,
我们知道神非常的使用他。
We know that the Lord used him greatly.
就好像奥古斯丁。
Just like Augustine,
一面给教会很大的帮助
on one hand helping the church,
但是一面也给教会带来很大的苦难
but at the other side bringing suffering to the church.
我们知道居普良后来影响奥古斯丁非常非常的厉害
We know that Cyprian influenced a lot Augustine.
当然那个时候因着环境的缘故
and because of the environment then,
我们知道我们晓得这个那个时候特别是居普良
and we know that Cyprian,
他在神面前考虑
He was before the Lord.
结果他有一个很重的负担。
He had a great burden.
那就是教会的合一。
And that is the unity of the church.
所以他非常注意教会的真理。
So he really paid attention to the truth, the fact of the church.
他一共写了81封信。
He wrote 81 epistles.
都是讲到教会的合一。
All about the unity of the church.
那么当他最重要的就是最重要的重点就是讲教会的合一。
And that most important point was speaking of the unity of the church.
在他的教训里面
，In his teaching,
有三点非常重要。
Three very important points.
我们等一等看见这个尼格拉党怎么样变就产生教训。
We will see how the Nicolaitan teachings began.
我们知道和居普良有很大很大的关系。
And we know it has to do a lot with Cyprian.
第一点
，First point，
教会的合一
The unity of the church
是由监督们来维持的
is represented by the episcopate.
所以这些监督的制度就是一个监督下面有好多长老
And this bishop, the bishop and having elders under him.
那么根据居普良这样就能够维持教会的合一
According to Cyprian, this would keep the unity of the church.
他们觉得主给保罗那个钥匙就是给这些监督们
He believed that the keys that were given to Peter was that.
他不认为罗马监督有那个，就是罗马监督才有那个钥匙。
He did not believe that it was the Roman bishops that had that key.
他觉得每一个地方教会的监督都有这把钥匙。
He believed that that key was given to each individual place bishop.
这个权柄乃神给彼得，神也给各地的监督。
This authority was given to Peter and to all the bishops.
这是第一点。
This is one point.
第二点。
The second
point. 这就非常严重了。
And very serious.
我们可以说居普良是教会历史里面第一个人。
We know that the Cyprian was the very first person in the church history
他给我们看见,
who showed us.
当这些监督来拨饼，你知道那个时候因为他们权柄最大。
You know that the bishops had the greatest authority.
所以受浸是监督的事。
So the baptism or the bishop dealt with.
拨饼祝福的时候是监督的事。
The same thing with the Lord's table they were responsible for.
那么那个时候在居普良的感觉里面。
So in Cyprian's thought.
当你监督在那祝福饼和杯的时候。
When the bishop was blessing the cup and the bread.
这个饼我们知道代表基督的身体。
This bread represents the body of Christ.
杯代表基督的血。
And the cup represents the blood.
根据圣经，这只是 symbol， 这是 symbolic， 只是个记号，爱的标记而已。
According to the Bible, it's but symbolic.
但是在居普良那个时候
，But during the time of Cyprian，
他已经有了一些的观念。
He had some thoughts.
他觉得当这个监督在那拨祝福这个饼杯的时候
，He thought that when the bishop was blessing the cup and the bread，
好像主的同在就来到这个饼和杯里。
It's as if God's presence came into the cup and the bread.
结果这个饼真的变成基督的身体。
And the bread became in reality the body.
这个杯真的变成基督的血。
And the cup in reality became the blood.
那么如果是这样的话
，And if this were the case，
那么很明显的，这个监督的手里所有乃是个 sacrifice， 是个祭物。
And very clearly then it becomes a sacrifice in the hands of the bishop.
因为我们的主钉在十字架上
，Because our Lord nailed to the cross，
就像逾越节的羔羊一样
，Just like the Passover lamb，
他在十字架上就像祭物一样
，On the cross just like a sacrifice.
所以现在如果在这个监督的手里是个祭物
So in the hands of the bishop it was a sacrifice.
那意思就是说好像献祭一样
It's like offering up a sacrifice.
那现在很清楚了
Now very clearly.
那么这个献祭的人叫什么人呢
Who is the one who offers up sacrifice?
这个人就是祭司了
That is a priest.
所以现在很清楚
So very clear.
现在本来主的桌子是普通的桌子
Before the Lord's table was a common table.
现在不是了
Now no longer.
如果这里摆饼和杯的话
If you put the cup and the bread here.
这个桌子就变成
Then this table becomes an altar.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So do you see, brothers and sisters?
你所在的地方就变成圣殿。
Where you are, there becomes the temple.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
从那个时候开始。
From that time on.
不光是有一个居间的阶级。
There was not only a class in between.
而现在变成祭司了。
Now they are priests.
这个阶级就好像这个基督教，好像这个犹太教里面的阶级一样。
And this hierarchy or class is just like the Judaism.
犹太教里面有祭司要献祭的。
Then Judaism, their priests to offer sacrifices.
结果他们也献祭。
And then they were offering sacrifice too.
因为我们拨饼的时候
，When we break the bread today,
我们也献祭。
We are sacrificing
also. 但是我们所献的祭是颂赞的祭。
But we are giving sacrifices of praise.
有的时候我们把我们自己当作献祭。
And many times we offer ourselves as sacrifice.
这是我们所献的祭。
This is the sacrifice that we offer.
但是现在居普良不是这样说。
But this is not what Cyprian said.
他说现在他手里的就是那个祭。
He said that in the hands is what the offering is.
如果这是祭的话
，and if this is the sacrifice,
那么这些人就都是祭司。
Then all these people who hold this are priests.
所以监督好像大祭司一样。
So bishops are like the high priests.
那些长老们就好像祭司们一样。
And the elders are like the priests.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters,
当你这样的往下发展的时候
，when this develops and continues,
你现在明白了。
Now you understand.
现在你看你不知不觉。
Now, without thinking,
人就把教会变成像犹太教一样。
Man changes the church into Judaism.
慢慢的，你看见祭司他们有特别的衣服。
And you see that the priests have special clothing.
到了中古 时代的时候，你看见这些神职人员也有他们特别的。
And in the Middle Ages, you see that they also had these special clothes.
所以现在你看见在犹太圣殿里面的一切。
So now you see everything inside the temple.
你都可以把它搬到这个教会里面来。
You can bring everything in the Jewish temple into the church.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你看见吗
？Do you see？
在一般的弟兄和天上的父和基督之间
，between the brethren and Christ。
现在多了一班的人
There is another class
这一班是圣品阶级的
Another people who are the clergy
而且是神父是祭司制度的
And these are of the sacerdotal line
所以他们以为自称是犹太人其实不是
And they thought that they were Jews but they were not
所以等一等你就看见他们 你来到教会里面
So when you come to the church
表面是教会的名字
On the surface is the church
是圣经的名字
It is the Bible's name
其实里面已经是犹太教的东西
But inside it's all Judaism
而且是撒旦一个会堂的
and it's of the synagogue of Satan
我们知道世界异教的像 heathen 的影响就慢慢的也跑到教会里面
and we see that the heathen influences also come into the church
到了别加摩教会的时候
and when we reach the church in Pergamon
我们说过就出了另外一个爱主的弟兄
and there was another brother who loved the Lord
他的名字叫做奥古斯丁
his name was Augustine
我们要为主奥古斯丁来感谢主
we have to thank the Lord for our brother Augustine
奥古斯丁是一个很特别的例子
Augustine is a very special example
他可以说是世界最大的罪人
You could say that he was the greatest sinner of the world.
结果变成一个最大的圣人。
And he became one of the greatest victorious people.
圣人 saint.
He became one of the greatest saints.
我们每一个人都是圣人。
We are all
每一个人都是圣徒。
We are all saints.
但是我们知道在教会历史里面。
But we know in church history.
Augustine 是非常非常有名的。
Augustine is very famous.
他的得救实在是非常感动人。
His conversion was very touching.
他得救非常的非非常的清楚。
It was very clear to him.
他每天晚上
every evening
睡觉以前
before he slept.
他是把诗篇五十一篇写在墙壁上。
He would write on the wall Psalm 51.
他自己就是个罪人。
And he was a sinner.
现在蒙了主何等的恩典。
And by the Lord's grace.
每天晚上睡觉以前
every night before he went to sleep.
他都要把诗篇五十一篇再读一遍。
He would read Psalm 51 again.
因为他是个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
Because he was a sinner.Saved by grace.
有一次他在马路上
He was on the street one day.
我们知道他那个时候在那个得救以前，他已经是大学的教授。
And before he was saved, he was actually a university professor.
但是他却犯了那个时候年轻人所犯的一切的罪。
And he sinned greatly at that time, all the youthful sins.
所以得救以后。
So when he was
saved, 他碰到有一个女子从对面走过来。
He met a woman coming from the other side.
那个就是从前和他一起犯罪的。
And this woman had sinned with him before.
那个女的一看见他就很高兴地说 Hi, Augustine.
And when this woman saw him, this woman was very happy to see him.
她说 Hi, Augustine.
And he said, Hi, Augustine.
那么 Augustine 想躲着她。
And Augustine tried to dodge her.
后来冤家路窄根本就在一个巷子里面。
And but the lane was very narrow. So
所以她没有办法。
He was not able to go away.
当对方说 Hi, Augustine.
When the woman said, Hi, Augustine.
她说是我。
He said, it is I.
但是不再是我。
But it is no longer I.
你知道他是什么意思？
You knew what he meant.
他的意思是不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He says it is no longer I, but it is Christ who lives in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
Augustine 给教会太多的帮助。
Augustine helped the church very much.
在他身上有两个重要的真理。
There are two truths among him.
一个是 doctrine。
Two doctrines.
一个是恩典的真理。
There's the doctrine of the grace.
一个是教会的真理。
And there's the doctrine of church.
就做恩典的真理来说。
If we were to speak of the doctrine of grace.
因为他自己就是恩典的结果。
Because he is a result of grace.
所以恐怕在教会历史里面。
In church history.
难得有人像 Augustine 那样认识恩典。
Very few people knew grace as much as he did.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在这一点上他给教会的贡献是空前的是 几乎是空前绝后的。
On this point, he greatly contributed to the church.
我们为做这个要来感谢主。
And for this, we need to thank God.
马丁路德写罗马书的时候
when Martin Luther wrote about Romans,
他引这个奥古斯丁最少引一百多次以上。
He referred to Augustine over 100 times.
所以我们知道奥古斯丁的的确确给教会有许许多多的帮助。
So we know that Augustine really helped the church.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
他教会的真理
the doctrine of the church
给教会带来很大很大的苦难
brought to the church much suffering.
就在公元410年的时候
in the year 410,
罗马就沦陷。
the Roman Empire fell.
那个就在西罗马帝国要灭亡以前。
And that was right before the Roman Empire was to go away.
这个给奥古斯丁很大很大的刺激。
It was really, it really influenced Augustine.
刺激一个。
It really shocked Augustine.
所以在那个时候，他就写了一本书叫《The City of God》。
So at that time, he wrote a book, The City of God.
他看见 City of Rome 已经被攻进来了。
He saw that the City of Rome was being under attack.
所以他说 The City of God 应该是永永远远存在的。
And he said that the City of God was eternal.
所以呢，他就认为教会就是神的城。
And he considered the church as a city of God.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他所说的那一个教会乃是指着地上看得见有组织的那个教会说的。
The church that he was speaking of was the earthly church that was an institution.
那个就是说一个 ecclesiastical organization of Catholicism, 那就是天主教后来所发展出来的那个教会来说的。对他来说,
For him,
神的城不是 spiritual unity of believers.
The city of God was not the spiritual unity of believers.
它乃是刚才所说的一个那个大的看得见的组织。
But it was an institution that could be seen.
他说那个就是 city of God.
And that is the city of God.
读历史人告诉我们。
The historians tell us.
他是第一个人。
He was the first person.
当他讲到教会的时候。
When he spoke of the church.
他是根据一个模型。
He was according to a model.
那个模型乃是罗马帝国。
According to a pattern, and that was the Roman Empire.
那个就是那个时候的世界。
That was the world then.
然后他就写下了 the city of God.
And then he wrote the city of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
我们知道后来推啊推拉终于找到了理论的根据。
So we know that in Thyatira, it was found the basis of theory.
他以为说这是从神的话来的。
He thought that this came from the word of God.
所以我们记得。
So we know.
后来推呀推拉能够那样的演变。
The reason that Thyatira can change that way.
后来教会越来越黑暗。
And the church got into darker ages.
我们知道说和他有很大很大的关系。
We know it had a lot to do with Augustine.
我们知道他引居普良的话。
We know that he used Cyprian's words.
在教会的真理上,
in terms of the doctrine of the church,
他和居比良的看法几乎是一样的。
His view was the same, almost the same as Cyprian.
我现在念一段居比良的话给弟兄们听。
I will read some phrases from Cyprian.
然后你就知道 Augustine 怎样同意他的话。
And you will know how Augustine agreed with him.
他说 there is one God and God Christ is one. 只有一位神,基督是一个。And there is one church and one chair.只有一个教会，也只有一个权柄。然后他继续说 ：“He who is not in the Church of Christ is not a Christian。”就是那些不在基督教会里面的，不是基督徒。He can no longer have God for his father who has not the Church for his mother。如果你不以教会做你的母亲，你就不能让神做你的父亲。There is no salvation outside the Church。在教会之外，没有。The church is based on the unity of the bishop. 教会乃是建立在这个监督的合一上。The bishop is in the church. 监督在教会里面。And the church is in the bishop. 教会也是在监督里面。If anyone is not with the bishop, he is not in the church. 如果有一个人是不与这个监督同心的话，他就不是教会里面的人。那么这个是很重很重的话。
These are very heavy words.
那么大家记得。
Let us remember.
后来到了推亚推拉。
At Thyatira.
为什么有那么多的逼迫？
Why was there so much persecution?
为什么有异端裁判所？
Why was there the Inquisition?
凡是和这个教会看法不一样的。
For those who look differently from the church.
他就不是教会。
They were not considered the church.
所以现在你要对付他们。
So you have to deal with them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
有许多的逼迫。
There are many persecutions.
流了许多的血。
Much bloodshed.
现在不是罗马帝国逼迫教会。
Now it's not the Roman Empire persecuting the church.
现在是罗马教会逼迫基督徒。
Now it's the Roman church persecuting Christians.
弟兄攻打弟兄。
Brethren against brethren.
弟兄流弟兄的血。
Brethren shedding brethren's blood.
人在什么地方?
Why?
就是刚才那些话。
It is because of those words.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
现在我们知道 Augustine 觉得居普良这句话是对的。
And Augustine thought that Cyprian's words were actually correct.
所以他也说，除了教会之外，在教会之外没有救恩。
So he said that outside of the church there is no salvation.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
他甚至于，你记不记得引路加福音里面的一个比喻？
Do you remember? He used an example in Luke.
你记得主耶稣说有个宴席预备好了，请仆人出去请客人来。
You remember the parable when there was a banquet and the master asked them to invite a lot of people.
结果大家都推辞。
But all the guests refused.
然后主说你们进去强迫他们进来。
And the Lord said, compel them to come in.
然后 Saint Augustine 就根据这句话。
And Saint Augustine used this word.
他说你看见圣经说要强迫他们进来。
The Scripture says force them or compel them to come in.So if there are those who are not in the church,
and
they don't agree with the church, let us force or compel them to come in.
甚至于可以用武力的。
And you can even use force to bring them in.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记了。
Do not forget.
就是这些话就带给教会许多的苦难。
And it was these words that brought suffering to the church.
那个时候 Donatist.
At that time, the Donatist.
就是主张教会应该与世界分别的。
And those who thought that the church had to be separated from the world.
就因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
当教会采取行动。
When the church began.
要对付 Donatist 的时候。
To go against the Donatists.
用武力来对付他们。
To use force against the Donatists.
就在这个时候。
At that time.
起初 Augustine 非常的犹豫。
At the beginning, Augustine didn't know what to do.
到了后来他同意了。
But at the end, he said he agreed.
从那个时候开始。
From then on.
我们知道说推亚推拉教会。
We know that the church in Thyatira.
那里特别讲的耶西别的教训。
And we're talking about the teaching of Jezebel.
耶西别是杀害先知的。
We know that Jezebel killed prophets.
现在耶西别杀害先知有了理论的根据。
And now there is a basis for the Jezebel killing prophets.
我们特别记得。
We need to
remember.所谓的神父制度
with the sacerdotalism
所谓圣品的阶级
we're talking in terms of the clergy
那个尼格拉党的教训
the Nicolaitan teachings
可以说到了 Augustine 的时候
when it reached the time of Augustine
已经到了鸟的羽毛长丰满的时候
that's when it was fully fledged
所以难怪主对这个别加摩的教会说
no wonder the Lord said to Pergamum
你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训
And there are also who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白了
Now we understand.
如果我们看这些事情的发展
If we see the development,
慢慢的你看见教会就变成犹太教
You see that the church is Judaized.
慢慢的你看见教会就变成世界
The church is secularized.
当康斯坦丁欢迎基督教的时候
When Constantine accepted and welcomed the church,
结果你看见教会里面有许许多多异教东西进来
You see that there was many heathen things inside the church. Before the church never used
那是异教的人用蜡烛的。
Before the church never used candles.
因为在异教的庙里面。
But because the heathens used candles.
他们一定要点蜡烛。
In the temple they used the candles.
因为他们说他们的神是在黑暗中生的。
Because they said that their God was born in darkness.
所以他们会怕怕所以你就拿这个蜡烛来照亮他们。
And they were afraid so that's why they used a candle.
这是在这个 heathen temple 里面所有的事。
And this is what happened in the heathen temples.
结果他们就把它搬到教会里面来。
And then the candles were brought into the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
do you see that?
现在不只是整个教会像那个会堂一样像犹太教一样。
Now the church is just like a synagogue.
现在是撒旦一个会堂。
And now it's a synagogue of Satan.
不止如此。
Not only that.
Constantine 说现在礼拜天要休息一天。
Constantine said that on Sundays is a day of rest.
对基督徒来讲是主日。
For Christians, that's a Sunday.
对于 Constantine 来讲
For Constantine,
虽然他信了主
even though he believed,
他恐怕没有得救
He probably was not saved.
因为他是拜太阳神的
Because he worshipped the sun god.
在他的梦里面
In his dreams,
在太阳的上面有一个十字架的记号
On top of the sun, there was the symbol of the cross.
所以在他的感觉里面
So what he felt,
是太阳神指示他应该带着那个十字架的记号就能够得胜
was that the sun god said, you can take the symbol of the cross and you'll be victorious.
所以果然他得胜了。
And he was victorious.
结果他欢迎基督教。
So he welcomed the church.
他拥抱基督教。
He embraced the church.
好像表面上信了主。
As if he believed.
但是他的脚踩在两条船上面。
But his feet were in two different boats.
我们知道的很清楚。
We know very clearly.
他同时也是那个他罗马宗教的大祭司。
At one side, he was the high priest in the Roman Empire.
他没有结出那个没有结出得救的果子来。
He did not receive the fruit of salvation.
他把他长子谋杀了。
He killed his eldest.
把他的妻子谋杀了。
He killed his wife.
结果全国的都受不了了。
And all the people couldn't stand it.
所以他在罗马这一带待不住了。
So in Rome, he couldn't stay there.
他就很快的就跑到康斯坦丁另外再盖一个首都。
And then so he built another capital elsewhere.
所以今天如果你到过康斯坦丁堡的话
So when you go to Constantinople today,
你就知道良心怎样责备他。
You could see how the conscience bugged him.
虽然他是基督徒，表面上是基督徒。
Even though on the surface he was a Christian.
大概他没有得救。
But he probably was not saved.
所以你看见吗？
Do you see?
一面让基督徒礼拜天能够安息，什么事都不做。
On one side he lets the Christians rest on Sunday.
但那一天叫做 Sunday.
But on that day he called it Sunday.
因为你们知道，那是 the day of the sun.
In English it's the day of the sun.
这个就是太阳的日子。
And that is the day of the sun.
也就是他们太阳神的日子。
And that is the day of the sun God.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
在到了基别加摩教会的时候。
In the church in Pergamum.
你看见教会跟世界结婚。
You see the church married to the world.
所以现在当这个奥古斯丁写神的城的时候。
So now when Augustine wrote the city of God.
他就以罗马大帝国来做那个模型。
He used the pattern or modeled after the Roman Empire. 现
在教会里面有君王，有大臣，有官长等等。
Now in the church, you have kings and princes and rulers, etc.
教会历史给我们看见。
The church history shows.
现在不只有大有主有教皇。
Not only is there the pope.
有宏伟大主教。
Now not only is there the bishops.
Cardinals.
The cardinals,
还有那些其他的主教等等等等
and all the other positions.
一面是根据犹太教的模式
on one hand, it's by the model of Judaism.
另外一方面是根据罗马帝国的模式
and on the other hand, it comes from the model of the Roman Empire.
所以难怪后来教会变成世界最大的势力
So no wonder the church became the greatest power in the world.
欧洲的地有一半是属于教会。
Half of Europe belong to the church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在教会变成一个大树。
The church is now a great force.
现在教会变成一个 kingdom， 变成一个国度。
Now the church has become a kingdom.
现在这个国度是永远根据奥古斯丁是永远存在下去。
And this kingdom, according to Augustine, is everlasting.
那个罗马帝国可以毁灭。
Roman Empire can be destroyed.
罗马城可以崩溃。
The Rome city can be destroyed.
但是你看神的教会要永远下去。
But the church will be forever.
但是我们知道。
But we all know.
这个尼克拉党的教训是神所恨恶。
This teaching of the Nicolaitans, God, the Lord hated.
他们这些犹太人不是犹太人。
These Jews were not Jews.
神要他们在腓拉特菲的脚前下拜。
The Lord wanted them to bow before the Philadelphian church.
使他们知道。
So that they would know.
神是爱你。
God has loved them.
在末了的时候。
At the end.
我用几张的这个用几张的胶片给弟兄姊妹看。
I'd like to show a couple of transparencies.
到底这个尼格拉人的行为是怎样的行为。
What were the deeds of the Nicolaitans?
我们慢慢就看见。
We will clearly see.
在这样的环境底下。
In this environment.
你不可能彼此相爱。
You cannot have love one another.
在第二世纪的时候。
In the second century.
那个薄饼和我们今天还差不多的。
The breaking of the bread is the same as today. Very similar.
和第十二世纪有的那个有的爱主弟兄姊妹是一样的。
And very similar to those in the 12th century.
到了第四世纪以后。
And the 14th century.
你看见就不可能了。
Then it was impossible.
现在因为有祭坛的缘故。
Because you had an altar.
所以一定有至圣所。
So you had to have the Holy of Holies.
所以在你聚会的地方一定有一个地方是很特别的。
So there had to be somewhere that's very special.
有一个半圆的地方。
There is a semicircle.
那个就好像至圣所一样。
It's like the Holy of Holies.
然后所有的弟兄姊妹就在那个礼拜堂里面。
And all the brothers and sisters were in that church building.
有一度他们中间还有一个布帘，还有个帘把它隔起来。
At one time, they even had a screen that separated them.
所以现在你来聚会的时候
，So when you come,
你好像进到犹太圣殿一样。
It's as if you're coming into a Jewish temple.
现在里面有至圣所
，Then you have the Holy of Holies.
现在你看有大祭司，有祭司们。
You see the high priest and you see priests.
那么现在呢，你就是让这些祭司们把你带到神面前去。
And you allow the priest to bring you before God.
然后神再把他们再把神带到我们中间来。
priest will bring God back to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
well, brothers and sisters,
你来聚会的时候，
when you come to worship,
你什么都不要动。
You don't have to do anything.
你动你的舌头就可以了。
You just have to move your tongue.
因为你只要跪在那里，
you just have to kneel there.
你也不需要喝那个杯，
and you don't have to drink of the cup.
你只要接受那个饼就可以。
You just have to accept that little wafer.
然后你接受祝福，
and then you accept the blessing.
你就可以回家了。
Then you can go home.
你今天到巴西，
and today when you go to Brazil,
这是个标准推呀推拉的国家。
This is a typical Thyatira country.
到了礼拜天晚上，
on Sunday evening,
人山人海，
everywhere, whether the sea or the
许许多多的人，
when all the multitudes of people,
人根本就不需要，人根本就不需要做什么。
Nobody has to do anything.
你看见吗？只要来领受祝福就可以了。
They just have to accept the blessing.
整个基督的身体，
a whole body of
Christ, 大部分的肢体都是停止的。
All the members are stationary.
你只要动动你的舌头就可以了。
You just have to move your little tongue.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
because of this,
你看见这个空气，
this atmosphere,
这个环境，
this environment,
是叫弟兄相爱不可能，
makes it impossible for brotherly
love. 不知不觉，
and then without thinking,
仇敌做了个工作，
the enemy has done
the work. 本来我们围绕在主的桌子面前，
before we are around the Lord's table.
因着主的爱，我们彼此相爱。
And because of His love, we will love one another.
因着我们来到主的脚前，
and we come to the Lord's feet.
我们就来到弟兄姊妹的脚前。
We come before the brethren's feet.
现在不可能了。
But now it's impossible.
现在我们要完全被分开。
Now we have to be divided.
他们在至圣所。
Now they are in the holy of holies.
现在我们不能够随便喝这个饼和杯。
And we cannot just drink of this cup.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
现在这个空气里面，
under this environment,
你看见说那个弟兄相爱成为不可能。
You see that the brotherly love is impossible.
一直等到腓拉帖腓，
until Philadelphia,
神让他们在腓拉帖腓脚前下拜，
God had them bow down before their feet.
现在他们能够弟兄相爱，
now they can have brotherly love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这是非常非常重要的，
very important.
我们很快看几张的这个胶片就可以了。
Very quickly, let's take a look at a few transparencies.
在头三个世纪，
in the first three centuries,
差不多两个世纪半，
or two and a half centuries,
教会是没有公共聚会的地方。
The church didn't have a public place of worship.
这是我们从考古学家挖出来的，找出来的。
This was found through archaeology.
最早最早的会所，聚会的地方。
The very very first place of worship.
这个当初聚会的地方是一百个人的房子把它改成的。
This was a modification of a home of 100 people.
你看见这里也没有什么钟楼，也没有什么 altar， 什么都没有。
You don't see any altar here.
你只看见有受浸的池子。
You see a baptistry.
旁边有一些圣经的图画，如此而已。
You see a couple pictures.
那这个大概是260多年的时候，那个时候的房子。
And that is the house back in the year 260.
那么那个时候弟兄们彼此相爱。
At that time there was brotherly love.
擘饼就像今天一样。
And the breaking of bread was like today.
但是到了第四世纪就不一样。
But in the fourth century, it changed.
那这个就是那个时候 Constantine 因为拥抱了基督教。
And because Constantine embraced the church,
所以你看见现在有很大很大的教堂盖起来。
You see a great big church building.
这种的教堂叫做 Basilica。
And this type of building was called a basilica.
那外面是这个样子的。
And on the outward, it's like this.
那你如果看见窗户上面高高的。
If you see those windows, high windows.
所以如果你进去的话。
If you go in.
里面很暗很暗。
It's very, very dark.
所以他们就点了很多的蜡烛。
So there were many candles.
你进去就好像进到 heathen temple 一样。
And going in there is as if you were entering a heathen temple.
那么这个就是第四世纪的那个 basilica 外面的样子。
And this is the outward appearance of a basilica in the fourth century.
现在我们看它的废墟，我们可以看它里面的情形。
Now we have a slide here with the ruins.
现在你看，这是个废墟。
These are ruins of a basilica.
所以现在你们可以看那个大概的情形。
And you can see the situation.
那最重要的。
The most important piece.
你记得吗？在前面这一端有一个半圆形的。
At the front, you see a semicircle.
那个就是他们的至圣所。
That is their holy of holies.
现在整个巴斯利卡像圣殿一样。
And it's just like a temple.
许多人山人海在那里聚会。
Multitudes of people meeting there.
但是呢，你看见那些祭司们，他们就在圣那个祭坛就摆在那个地方。
The altar is in that semicircle.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
So you think about it.
在这种的土壤，这种的空气里面。
Under this soil or environment.
有没有可能弟兄相爱？
Is it possible for brethren to love one another?
现在我们来看他们至圣所里面的情形。
Let us take a look at inside.
那么这个就是刚才半圆形那个里面的情形。
This is the semicircle.
那上面有窗子，对不对？
You have the window.
下面那两个小窗子。
You have two small windows.
在下面这个。
Then at the bottom.
这个不是祭坛。
That is not the altar.
那个就是 bishop， 就是监督的宝座。
That is the throne of the bishop.
旁边不是有那个有石凳子吗？
At the side, you'll see the benches.
那个就是长老们坐的。
That is where the elders sat.
所以你看，所有的祭司们都在至圣所里面。
So you see all the priests in the holy of holies.
然后前面就有那个摆的桌子，那个就是他们的祭坛。
And at the front, you'll see a table that is the altar.
所以再到了中古世纪的时候。
So when we reach the Middle Ages.
你看看他们穿的衣服。
You see what they wore.
一切都很华丽。
Everything was very.
你分不清楚，这是你觉得这个就简直像天主教，简直像犹太教一样。
You see that this looks like just like the Roman Catholic Church.
但是不是犹太教。
Not only the Roman.
而且异教的东西也进来了。
But heathen things come in.
连那个 wafer， 连他们吃那个饼。
And even that little wafer.
那么根据 Pember 告诉我们，那都是异教借来的。
According to Pember, was borrowed from the heathen.
所以现在你看见吗？这是他们的至圣所。
And now you see their holy of holies.
现在你看见他们也有不同的衣服。
Now you see the different clothes.
金子银子他们都。
They have silver and gold.
从表面上来看，非常的发达。
On the surface, it's very abundant.
欧洲一半的地都是他们的。
Half the Europe was theirs.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？现在你再看整个的光景的时候，
if you see the whole picture,
你分不清楚。
You cannot separate.
这是犹太教呢？
Is this Judaism?
还是世界？
Or is it the world?
圣灵用了最好的形容词。
The Spirit used a great adjective.
那是和撒旦一个会堂的。
This is a synagogue of Satan.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神恨恶尼格拉党的行为。
The Lord hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
主恨恶尼格拉党的教训。
The Lord hated the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
主恨恶人把教会变成犹太教。
The Lord hated the church becoming Judaism.
变成世界。
Becoming the world.
变成撒旦议会。
Becoming the synagogue of Satan.
他要他们在腓拉铁菲教会脚前下拜。
He wants them to bow down at the feet of the Church of Philadelphia.
好让我们再重新得着神当初所给我们的土壤和空气。
So that we would gain once more that soil and atmosphere that the Lord had prepared.
让我们能够彼此相爱。
That we might love one another.
这就是弟兄们的故事。
That is the history of the brethren.
这在弟兄们的历史里面。
Within the history of the brethren.
我们看见教会那个被负这个负面的情形。
We see the negative aspect.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这点是很重要的。
It's very important.
因为如果我们不清楚的话。
If we are not clear.
我们今天仍旧回到当初的光景。
We will have the danger of going back to original.Going back to the original way.
如果你回到天主，回到犹太教，
if you go back to the Judaism,
你有祭司阶级。
You will have the priest.
如果你回到教世界里面，
if you go back to the world,
有更多其他的东西。
There are many other things.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 今天我们要问说，
we have to ask,
到底主在我们中间，
the Lord among us,
所给我们的土壤和空气是不是当初主所给我们？
The soil and the atmosphere He has given, is it what He gave us
before? 如果这是世界。
If it is the world,
我们脸，我们的背向着世界。
Our back is turned to the world.
我们的背也应当向着这一切。
And our back should be turned to everything.
好让有一天，
so that one day,
主真是能够让这些人在腓拉铁菲脚前下拜。
That these people will bow down before the church of Philadelphia.
让他们都知道，
so that they would all know.
神是已经爱我们。
God has already loved us.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May He bless His word.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你祝福这些话。
Please bless these words.
但愿你做工在这些话语上。
May you use these words and work.
翻译在我们每一个人的里面。
Translate these words.
我们特别纪念在座年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We remember especially those younger brothers and sisters.
让他们从圣经和历史上。
That through the Bible and through history.
能看见什么是破坏神弟兄相爱。
They can see what has destroyed brotherly love.
好让我们能回到你当初的旨意。
That we might go back to your original purpose.
叫你的心能够得着满足。
That your heart might be satisfied.
虽然聚会散去，
even though the meeting is ended,
求你圣灵继续做这样荣耀的工作。
May your spirit continue to do the glorious work.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.